Hear that? It's the sound of you catching up on all the latest and greatest fintech news, trends, and updates thanks to Streetworthy, Yield Street's bi-weekly newsletter. Stay in the know with CEO Milind Mahiri as he takes a closer look at what's happening in the fintech space, then breaks down what each story could mean for investors like you. Give your portfolio the edge it deserves and subscribe to Streetworthy on LinkedIn today.
What is good, everyone, and welcome to another edition of News Bites, a Yield Street times What the Fintech collaboration. I'm your host, Nicole Casperson, and today I am weighing in on timely fintech news stories and topics that you should definitely be paying attention to. In this episode, we are celebrating Women's History Month by spotlighting the important work of fintech Tala, discussing African fintech Dash and how it's making life easier for more people, and the robust growth of real estate investment trusts. Let's dive in. As a journalist who has covered the finance sector over the last 5 years, I've had the opportunity to interview and engage with some of the best minds in the space. Leaving big bank earnings reports to the boring traditional media firms, I'll focus on the tech-savvy apps, digital investing platforms, challenger banks, and payment giants to drive relevant content that looks forward to disruption instead of fearing it. I'm Nicole Casperson, fintech journalist, and this is What the Fintech. In celebration of Women's History Month, we are highlighting the great work of Shivani Sorora. She's the CEO and founder of Tala. Shivani is a former Wall Street analyst who had also worked at the United Nations. She founded Tala, which is a startup that uses cell phone data to establish the creditworthiness for people rejected by banks in the developing world. In October of last year, Tala raised a $145 million Series E, making it the largest financial platform for the globally underbanked populations. Expanding access to financial services and the opportunities that come with the ability to invest is one of our core values here at What the Fintech and Yield Street. Tala is emerging as a key player in this important mission. Their main product is a lending app that underwrites and offers credit to users with little or even no borrowing history, particularly users in Southeast Asia and Latin America. Tala's success is also progressing gender equity in fintech. Only 12% of global fintech founders and co-founders are women, and only 6% of fintechs have female CEOs. By Shivani working and sitting in her seat, she's a critical factor to developing a more equitable fintech space and society. I'll explain why. When too few women work in fintech, and even fewer fintechs have gender-inclusive leadership, then the lack of diversity at the top translates into a lack of inclusive products that translates to a gender gap in fintech usage. And that's a problem. That's why we need more female leadership, more representation at top C-suite roles in the fintech space in order for us to create a more equitable financial system that we all wish to see in the world. Making life easier for more people is the whole aim of fintech. Ghanaian fintech Dash has quadrupled its initial investment in 5 months, raising $32.8 million in a seed round to build connected wallets for folks in Africa. So this fintech is literally doing just that. Dash offers a payment ecosystem which allows users to send money through connected wallets which talk to both mobile money platforms and bank accounts. It's a great example of product market fit. They are solving a problem which plagued the African fintech sector. Processors like MasterCard and Visa facilitate most global financial transactions, but not in Africa, which relies on telecoms and banks to settle transactions through bank accounts and money wallets. While both systems are fine in themselves, they don't work well together, and there's no ability for exchanges between them. Dash fixes that problem, and there's clearly a lot of demand and interest in it. Investments in real estate investment trusts continues to grow after a record high of $67.8 billion in 2021. The robust growth in REITs signals strong signs of recovery in the property market following the pandemic and gives hope to investors for future growth. Self-storage and residential REITs lead the way in this trend of increasing investment and income generation. REITs continue to be a smart way to hedge against the impact of inflation, and we are all feeling the impacts of inflation, especially Doritos, which has 5 less chips in the bag. So that's considered shrinkflation, but same thing. All right, the takeaways here. Key takeaways from these stories. First, Tala's business is a great example of how fintech can support democratic participation and expand opportunities for underserved populations. Plus, fintechs have the potential to drive gender-inclusive finance. But fintech operators must address gender inclusivity in the C-suite in order to fulfill that promise. Two, fintech innovation made up 60% of Africa's total VC funding in 2021. So it's a huge growth area to look out for. As always, identifying a pain point and innovating a product or service to meet that need is proven to be a foolproof way of doing business. So kudos to Dash for making that happen. And finally, I'm not surprised to see REITs offering such strong returns. Yield Street has long been advocates of including REITs in a well-allocated portfolio that includes the specific protections offered by alternative asset classes. All right, FinTech fam, that's all for this edition of News Bites. Thank you to our friends at Yield Street for collaborating and to our listeners for tuning in. If you love this episode, be sure to hit that subscribe button. You can find me on all your favorite podcast platforms. Until next time, talk to you soon.
Support for this podcast comes from Yield Street. Trying to time the stock market can lead to regret. At Yield Street, our alternative investments are designed to create predictable secondary income streams, providing you with tools to help put your money to work immediately. These investments in asset classes like art, real estate, and legal finance typically have low correlation with the stock market and target annual yields up to 7-10%. Welcome to the next generation of investing. Welcome to Yield Street. Sign up today at yieldstreet.com.